yesterday, if you were watching the Met game, you may have noticed a few things. Number one, me, my wife, and my son having a very private conversation that I thought, a part of me wants to reveal what was said. Because the only reason I know when I was shown on TV what I was talking about or what they were talking about is because I didn't actually sit next to my wife last night. We went with a bunch of friends, and so we split up where she was on one end and I was on the other, and our friends left for literally a half an inning. And in that half an inning, my wife came over and sat next to me, and my son laid down on her lap. And I do want to reveal the conversation.
He was like upside down.
He was upside down.
I was like, what the hell is Jet doing?
I'm going to tell you what he was doing. He was doing God's work because we have a dog, and I love Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, just like every other dog owner, that our dog will live forever.
Of course.
That is the hope. But years ago, me and my wife had a conversation when she said, by the way, I love you, Evan, or baby, because she calls me baby. When Dudley's not here, we're done. Like, no more dogs. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I completely disagree with her. But I don't want to ever think about a world where Dudley isn't here.
Right.
And Dudley is getting older. And Dudley, by the way, is not the healthiest. Like, I'll admit that. And so it becomes realer as time goes by. But my attitude has been, why am I going to fight about this? Like, I disagree with her, but I'm going to argue about something. I don't want to argue about
it. Just change her mind in real time.
Very good. But let's not say that out loud. So my wife comes over.
I've been there.
I'm sure a lot of people in the audience have been there.
Right.
That's why I say it. So I'm not saying a word about this other than we disagree.
Right.
So in this moment, Jet, unprovoked, I didn't bring it up, lays down on my wife's lap and says, Mama, can we get a dog after Dudley is no longer with us? And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this conversation. Like, number one, I don't want to talk about it for obvious reasons.
Yeah, not at a Mets game.
I don't want to talk about it anywhere. Forget a Mets game. And it's Mets Braves and it's tight. Griffin Caddy just went down or whatever the hell's going on in the game. A, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to talk about something, A, I disagree with, and we don't have to have the argument right now. And then B, I don't want to think about my dog not being here. Like, we all get it as dog owners that the dog's not going to be there forever. But it depresses me. It depresses all of us. And so as I'm listening to this conversation, I'm like, focus, Evan. Do not get involved. Don't say anything. Nothing good can happen. And I am just focusing on the game. And again, the only reason I know this was the conversation that was going on when they filmed us is because that was the only moment she was next to me. So I don't know if you could notice my side eye of, don't get involved, Evan. Focus on the Met game.
And this is why Jet was upside down.
He was probably tired, too.
Right.
I mean, it was a long-ass day for him. I don't know if he was doing the extra cute to, like, convince her. That could have been it. I'm not sure.
So. I think so. Subconsciously, he was putting himself in a vulnerable position so your wife would feel more accepting of his argument.
Yes.
It's actually very brilliant of him.
If that's what he was doing. Now, he was tired early in the game, and I was getting concerned, like, oh, this is going to go badly. And then by the fifth inning, like, that second win came. And he was great the rest of the game, but you know the way it is with kids.
Ice cream.
Yes, ice cream.
There it is.
Vanilla ice cream.
That'll do the trick every time.
Home run apple. He was good to go. Now, as far as my hat is concerned, what's the problem?
Nerd alert!
I was wearing the floppy hat, or whatever the hell they call it, that bucket, they gave out.
The bucket hat.
The reversible bucket hat that my wife and son did get, that we also got from our friend Jeannie while we were broadcasting from the Cadillac Club. And I was wearing it.
So you have multiples.
Yeah, we got multiples now.
Mm, nice.
I'm wearing the bucket hat, and all of a sudden I got people saying, well, you don't know how to wear a bucket hat. What do you mean?
You can wear it however you want.
Was I wearing it wrongly?
No, it just looked odd.
What? Oh, Tiki's
I'm
right.
A loser.
You can wear it however you want, but you also can't. Like,
why?
There's different ways to wear a bucket cap. The way he went about it is absolutely not on that list.
What does that mean?
Tiki wore it very cool in a way. I think me and Tommy were wearing it on air, which is all ends of the bucket cap are like completely pointed down, and you're kind of making yourself into like a UFO head, right? But then there's also like everything can kind of be like plucked straight around it, or everything can be folded up around it. The half and half doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I don't know if SNY has the picture. The Mets tweeted it out. I also have it on my tablet if you want to zoom in. But yes,
it looks like a fedora.
Yeah. The flop is down, and then the back of it is kind of like sticking up.
I think overall, the rim around a bucket cap at all times must be in the same direction, whether that's up, down, or straight even.
Yeah, you can't have half one way and half the other way.
Yes. Otherwise, you look like that, which is, Evan, I mean,
Yeah.
The Mets beat the Braves last night, and the biggest story coming out of the game was you not knowing how to wear a bucket cap. So just, I think that's a big-time take the L. You can't ask what the problem is. Society's trying to tell you what the problem is.
I don't see a problem, so the back of it is stuck up. Who cares?
Well, knock it down.
All I know is, what a great hat. Mm. What a great job by the New York Mets.
Great job.
Now, I commend the Mets. Great giveaway. They had a sellout. I now have to commend the New York Yankees.
Why?
And you may be saying, what do the Yankees have to
do?
Are
they replicating a bucket hat giveaway?
No.
They did last year. It was nice.
And if they have a bucket hat giveaway, do correct me. They're giving away another kind of hat. And I got to tell you, I wish I was a Yankee fan.
Go ahead.
They're giving away a cowboy Yankee hat.
Get out.
Not the Dallas hat, like a cowboy hat.
Like an actual cowboy hat.
Yes. It's amazing.
Like 10 gallon?
Can you?
It's Wednesday, July 30th.
Is it a 10 gallon hat? Or is it just like a
It's like a
replica.
Straw Yankee. Like so
it's straw? So it's not like.
There's a Yankee history to this.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
For a long time at the old stadium, the Yankees did the Cotton Eye Joe. I think it was in the between the eighth innings.
I do remember that, yes.
And they had a, from the control room at Times Square, but it was really Yankees team, Cotton Eye Joe do it. And this was the hat he would wear.
Oh.
So it's like an homage to, if you know, you know, that was the old Cotton Eye Joe cowboy hat, the straw hat with the Yankee logo.
You know, it's funny, I remember Cotton Eye Joe. I think it got canceled, by the way. Like, I don't think Cotton Eye Joe's played anymore, if I'm not mistaken. I think so.
I hear it all the time at like christenings, weddings.
Then maybe I'm wrong. Google it. I thought it was canceled. Maybe I'm wrong. But I saw the hat and I was like, damn, that's pretty good. Now, when did you say that game is?
Wednesday, July 30th versus the Rays.
Are you going to that?
So I knew about this giveaway, and it was one that I've pre-looked ahead to going to.
So here's what we're going to do, because I'm here. I'm doing a show that day. I think you're here, too. I think we got a full cog of show members on July 30th, which, believe it or not, may be rare coming this summer.
I think that's like the one rare week we are here.
So here's what we're going to do. Tiki and I will allow you to leave the radio program right at 5 o'clock. You take the train to Yankee Stadium. You give us a little hookup, we'll give you a microphone, and I need you to report from the line at Yankee Stadium as you wait for that awesome cowboy hat.
Okay.
Interview
18,000.
Well, that's why I got to leave early. Got to be one of the first 18,000 people.
18,000, 21 and over.
Oh, that helps. That's a big help. Are they going to ID people when they give away the hat?
Boy, imagine telling a kid you can't have a hat.
You know the reason behind that? And I'm guessing, and I don't even know.
Oh, it's presented.
Excuse me?
It's presented by Budweiser.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The sponsor is probably an alcoholic beverage, and because of that, they can't have a 9-year-old wearing a Budweiser logoed hat. But you're allowed to leave early that day as long as you get the hat.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a second ticket so you can come back and give me the hat. And you may say, well, what are you going to do with the hat? I'm going to sew off the Yankee logo.
Oh, come on.
And sew on a Met logo.
I would rather buy my own tickets, or aka just email somebody here for tickets, than ever let you do that.
Is that disrespectful?
Yeah. You know, and honestly, nervy. Yesterday,
what?
Did you see any fighter pushback when I was handed a Met bucket cap? What did I do yesterday?
You put it on?
Yeah. And did I bring it home and say, give me a marker and let me draw Met logos on it and put a Yankee logo on
it? That's true. You're classy.
But he there was sleight of hand there that I noticed. You guys didn't notice. Positive Peggy, who was there at the Cadillac Club, noticed. He didn't really wear the Met hat. He wore the City Connect side, and he kind of pulled the wool over your eyes. He didn't wear... It doesn't say Mets. It just says NYC.
No. It's a reversible Mets bucket cap.
Right. And which side did you pick?
You three had put on the other side. The point is
shut
to
up.
Show
you,
the
what
reverse.
Are you, no, it wasn't. What are you, if Calvin you, Klein,
no,
your fashion
had
now,
a white
artist
shirt
now?
On, so we put the white side on.
I'm not complaining about that. I swear to you, I looked at it, and if you three had gone with the City Connect, I would have flipped
You're
it over.
You're full of baloney.
No, because I actually care about when people give us something they're trying to prop it up and promote. I went, let me show the other side.
Hold on. That was intentional, you're saying?
I saw you three doing it. I said, I'm going
to
do that.
But we need to address something that I'm very confused by. You're saying that the City Connect side is not the Mets?
It says NYC on it.
I know, but they wear that like every Saturday. That's their jersey.
But to the lay fan or the casual person, they just see that and they say, oh, Sean's wearing a hat that says NYC on it, where he didn't wear the Met logo or the Mets.
I can't give
you. You're thinking too much as a sports fan here. Think about it as far as the Met logo and what the one side of the hat is, and also think the way Sean thinks. He's sleight of hand.
I think this is very...
Okay.
It's a desperate attempt to not hand Sean.
We called him out after the show, and he admitted to it.
I think Sean is softening on the Mets.
You think so?
I do. He's no longer a hater. He'll still troll them.
Yeah.
He is no longer the hater.
I got to hand it to him. He wore a Met hat.
Because the Mets have treated him nice.
Yeah.
Peggy, Dawn, they treated him very nice.
No, I got you.
He was sitting in right field in the Cadillac Club, looking very comfortable.
He had a good time
all night long.
And he wore a Met hat. You can't say he didn't wear a Met hat just because it was the City Connect side. Though,
and there was no troll.
No, it's funny, though, because I went back. I actually went back and saw a clip of the game. It had nothing to do with them showing me. My dad told me that Gary Cohen brought up my theory that the Mets were trying to stick it to the Braves by playing a night game. Well, and so he told me that. He's like, not that Gary heard me. I think Gary and I think alike like that. So I went back. I was like, I'm so curious to hear this. And to find it, Gary Cohen also observed that everybody was wearing the reversible hat on the white traditional pinstripe side. And they couldn't find anybody with the City Connect.
Well, they didn't look hard enough.
They eventually did, and they saw a few. And I was wearing the white pinstripe side as well. And I think that even though it's clear that that's more popular, because I agree with you, it's traditional. It's the reason I wore it.
But if it was Saturday, they probably would have worn the City Connect, right?
The Mets would have worn those jerseys, yeah.
Right. And but, so every fan would have had on the City Connect side.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think most Mets fans agree that they want the traditional side, which is where I wore. With that said, it's still the Mets. So you wore the Met hat, even if it's not as popular as the traditional white. So you take an L, but I understand your point.
Can I quickly be rewarded without shouting over everybody? Because I really took notes there just to defend myself. He said that the Laze fan, we were on SMY, we were on WFN, and we were in Citi Field. There was no Laze fan that was observing me, and that they all were well aware of that's a Met logo. Number two, the other reason I didn't fight it is, and I've made this point, my daughter played for the Mets in T-ball this year. I can't ask her to wear a Met hat and then deny one as well. And then my third point is,
you've been cleared already. Why do you have to keep pushing it? We all agree with you.
Because
he's
wrong. Reiterated. Sean hates the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I laugh when Mets do Mets things. I don't hate the Mets.
Well, you do hate the Mets, but you illegally wore a Met hat last night. Good job out of you.